Hello, friends. And whatevers. Allow me to introduce myself. I'm Big Steve. And I was lucky enough to travel with Jerry Garcia and the Grateful Dead for about 27 years of my life, starting when I was 18 in 1968. And right now, I travel with Moon Alice, and I'd like to talk about some of the other road trips that we had in the Grateful Dead world. And 40 years ago, we were over in Europe doing one of the greatest tours we ever did. And we started off in London and a place called Wembley Pool. But we had a truck driver. This was real different for us, being the Grateful Dead crew. We didn't like anybody else touching our gear or driving it, but we had to in Europe. There was no way we were driving. Did I tell you the LSD that we took over was 10 times stronger than we thought? And in America, where we knew the roads and the places and we spoke some of the language, we could take LSD and drive. But in Europe, it was a whole other thing. So anyway, we were being careful, so we hired some drivers in London, right? Well, that didn't work out very good because before we left Wembley Pool, they got arrested for taking book on horses or something. The police came and took them away. And at that very minute, up on the stage, I was standing on the stage at Wembley Pool, and a Frenchman came running up on the stage. I said, "Whoa, where are you going?" He says, "I am Roland. I am your guide for France." And I said, "How'd you get here?" He said, "I took the midnight train from Paris." And I got to tell him, "Well, you better put it back before they miss it, man." Never mind. Anyway, Roland, so here was this little French guy trying to deal with the Grateful Dead and be our guide through France and to try to get us across the North Sea. No. It was, we left from Dover. And whenever we would go through customs in those days, they'd line us all up. And they'd always pick Jerry and Pigpen out for personal strip searches. One thing, Jerry was wearing a German officer's coat, a leather one that he got secondhand somewhere in London. And that looked bad to start with, this long leather coat. He looked like a nefarious character, which he wasn't. And Pigpen always looked like the guy to pull out of the lineup. They always picked on him. But he never had any drugs on him. All he did was drink alcohol, and we were more worried about Jerry. So Kreutzmann goes to distract everybody. And all of our luggage, and there was 50 of us there, was piled on one cart, and this guy was pushing it. And Kreutzmann looks at the customs guys, he goes, "Hey, I bet you don't want to search my bag. There it is on the bottom of that pile." Guess what they did? They walked over, they looked at him, and they said, "Sit down." They took every bag down and pulled his bag out and piled all the bags on, put Jerry's clothes back on him, put Pigpen's clothes back on, and sent us on our way. And they took Kreutzmann for 2 days and interrogated him. What they found out would bring the empire down, but I'll tell you that later. And now, Moon Alice, are you here? I would like to introduce my dear traveling companions now, Moon Alice Band. Thank you.
Well, I can see you again, I count the songs.